As most PBS viewers already know, Sunday marks the return of Downton Abbey. Season 2 of the Masterpiece TV series is set in Britain during World War I. It chronicles the aristocratic Grantham household, both masters and servants. Actress Elizabeth McGovern plays Cora, the American wife of the Earl of Grantham. She says it wasn't unusual at that time for American women to marry into the British aristocracy.
There were many examples of girls who came from very rich families in America who wanted a foot in the door of society, particularly European and English society. Many of them came to Europe and went to all the parties hoping to nab a man with a title. And then they lived lives in England. I mean, Julian was fascinated by this idea.
Julian Fellowes,
the writer, of the buccaneer, the young girl who marries the lord, and then what happens 20 years into their marriage? How has it worked for them? So that was a sort of a starting point for Lord and Lady Grantham's story.
Now, one of the kind of regular placeholders in the series are these kind of conversations, these little teas that you have with Dame Maggie Smith, who plays the Dowager Countess of Grantham. And you kind of have these briefing sessions where you kind of exchange intelligence on what's going on in the house. Her attitude toward you as an American in the series is intriguing. There's kind of disdain, but also I sense some respect.
As Maggie says in the series, we're allies. We need each other. And that creates a bond.
Let's have a listen to a scene in which you, Elizabeth McGovern, and Maggie Smith are having one of those chats.
We have to watch that dreadful woman parade around the village as if she owned it.
I think she means well.
Meaning well is not enough. Poor Dr. Clarkson. And what has he done to deserve that termagant?
I think he's in for an uncomfortable afternoon.
Is it? Why?
On my way here, I saw her go into the hospital. She looked extremely determined.
Not as determined as I am.
And I imagine when Maggie Smith says she's more determined, she really means it. What's it like to perform with a legend like Maggie Smith?
It's scary. It's thrilling. It's hilarious.
Why hilarious?
Because Maggie is hilarious. I do fall apart laughing. Most people do in her presence. And I love it. It's an absolute privilege.
I mean, Downton Abbey really kind of presents the British aristocracy in an almost kind of cultish light. It really comes across as kind of a stratum of society where you have to know kind of like the secret handshake. and I'm just wondering what you think the attraction is for a U.S. audience of this class experience, which is really quite different from any kind of class system that exists here in the U.S.
I can only venture to guess that it's quite soothing to go back to a time where the major concern is whether the pudding will be Charlotte Russe or creme brulee, and the placement of the knife and the fork, and the carrying of the message from the town to the house. And I think people respond to the peace and solidity of having such a solid, rigid world.
Actress Elizabeth McGovern. Another draw for viewers is the series' evocative music. It was scored by composer John Lunn. He says he took inspiration from the opening scenes of Downton Abbey.
At the very beginning of the series, in the first episode, there's a train, and the train's going quite fast, and then the camera pans round to a character called Bates. He's looking wistfully out of the window, and then, you know, the camera eventually arrives at the house. And the house is amazing, and it's a character in its own throughout the whole series. So there were three, you know, really big elements there. One was the power of the train, so there's a kind of speed and momentum, and then there's a guy looking wistfully out of the window, so there's a kind of slightly plaintive tune which is played on solo piano. And then it becomes, gradually, as you get through them, it becomes grander and grander. And eventually you arrive on this chord, you know, when you see the house. So it's funny, when I played that chord on the piano, I thought, oh, this is Downton Abbey. It's a strange thing, but there's something grand about it.
Thanks to my WGBH colleague Brian McCreath for that excerpt from his interview with composer John Lunn. Masterpiece's Downton Abbey returns to PBS this Sunday. This is PRI.